Hi, this is Bob Wilson from AutoEnglish.org, where people learn English for free, and this is an intermediate listening. A Valencian food adventure. Getting to the centre of Valencia from the airport is a doddle. You unpack and settle into your downtown self-catering apartment, and already you are thinking about paella. No one has told you that the easiest mistake to make is ordering paella in the centre of Valencia. Most probably, you also do not know that Valencia is bang in the middle of Spain's market garden. Put on an empty rucksack and head straight for the Mercado Central to stock up on fruit and salad. It is an authentic homage to real food. The fruit and vegetables are spectacularly presented, and you will see photographers snapping away all over the place. Fish and seafood are like something out of a film, and you will see chefs carefully picking out the best. Now it's time for the best patatas bravas in Spain. Go down Barón de Cárcer Street, which is at the back of the market, until you reach number 31, El Tostadero. Most likely, you will have to stand, but it is totally worth it. For a delicious seafood paella, take the metro to the Las Arenas beach, where there is a row of famous and reasonably priced restaurants right by the sand. Be patient, as real paellas are prepared individually and take half an hour or so. While away your time munching baby clams or tellinas. Another day, visit the Fine Art Museum by the dry riverbed, which is now a magnificent park. It is a must, if only to see Velázquez's self-portrait and shiver as his glaring eyes follow you around the hall. After that, cross the bridge to the city gates and dive into Bar Serranos, where the taxi drivers have their brunch. Order a chivito French sandwich. Vegetarians can go upriver a few blocks until Salvador Giner Street and feast in Las Tastalletes, possibly the finest cuisine in the city, and for a mere €12. For downtown shopping, go to Colón Street, which is Valencia's main thoroughfare. Stop for a break in Bar Líbano, number 42, and order some escaraet, which is a mixture of strips of red pepper and salted cod. For the gutsier travellers, I recommend my absolute favourite rice dish, arroz a banda. Take a taxi to La Genuina in Pinedo, near the port. You will need to book ahead, otherwise you will be turned away. And don't forget to order the orange flan for dessert. For the even braver, try El Aquilino. All you have to do is get on the number 4 bus in Valencia's main square, El Ayuntamiento, in front of the Moratín Theatre, and get off at the last stop. It's a great ride, and don't worry about the desolation of the area. The restaurant is the only restaurant in sight, and you will be the only tourist there for sure. Once again, if you don't book ahead, your journey will have been in vain. For the truly intrepid travellers, take a yellow country bus out to the village of El Palmar by the lagoon. You may be dropped off in the middle of nowhere and end up being stranded. So if you decide to rent a car, that would involve much less stress. The bus number is 190 or 190A, and it leaves from the Plaza Canovas. However you get there, I recommend ordering the crab and rice stew called arroz amb caranc, as well as a serving of spicy eels with potatoes called ají pebre. If you did decide to rent a car, book a Valencian paella in Serra, which is up in the mountains. This is what Valencians consider to be the authentic paella, and it is made with chicken, rabbit, snails, rosemary, butter beans and green beans, and cooked over a log fire. Again, make sure you book ahead or you won't get any lunch. My favorite place is La Balsa de San Antonio, just out of town, tucked into a bend in the mountain road by a small reservoir. Valencia can be a very exciting place for food lovers, but it won't happen downtown, and it won't happen easily. You need to go on adventures. By the way, all the rice restaurants mentioned will happily prepare a splendid vegetable paella if you order ahead. All the addresses and phone numbers are available on the script for this at my website, autoenglish.org, where people learn English for free. Written and read by Bob Wilson. And goodbye.